We have no idea what Dom's plans are for you, and I know you're not going to share them with us, but will it be a little bit different than what we've seen in the past with you?
I'm not sure. I think we're gonna find out more about that as we get closer to the game. So, that's we'll find out a little in a couple of days, I guess.
But that's all part of unleashing, if you will, the full package. And this group of defenders seems eager to be an aggressive attacking defense. Are you eager to see the parts working the way Dom intends them to work on Sunday?
Well,
taking the wraps off, if you will.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to get back out there for the first game. It's definitely going to be a lot of excitement and eagerness to get on the field for a real game. But it's a long season, so we want to come out, start fast, be aggressive, and find success early. But at the same time, we understand it's a process. It's the first game, and sometimes things take a little longer to gel.
In the preseason, obviously, your reps were down. A lot of starters' reps were down. Then you throw in the mid-90s, temperature forecast. Is there any question in your mind, just conditioning, like how is it going to feel once you get out there and you're getting into those 50 car crashes per game, and how you're going to hold up?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think we're too concerned about the heat. It's been pretty hot here for the past month. So the practices this week have been pretty hot and humid inside. So I think we're going to be fine as far as the weather. I don't think we're going to have a problem with that.
Is there an aspect of like just getting your football legs under you a little bit though in a real game setting?
I think we'll be fine as far as the conditioning. We monitor the reps and we try to keep everybody fresh, that sort of thing. So I think we're going to be fine.
Coach McCarthy talked a lot about uncommon opponent, unscouted rooks.
Mm-hmm.
What are the challenges of playing a team you guys don't see that often, especially in game one?
Well, game one is always a challenge because nobody knows what anybody's doing. We have somewhat of an idea of the kind of plays and things that they like to do on offense, but we don't know what they're going to showcase against us. So it's more of a fundamentals game. They go out, just play your fundamentals and get a feel for it as we go.
Given that, Julius, you got one completely inexperienced inside linebacker probably starting for you, and another one who hasn't played a whole lot. So how much does that concern a defense when the guys in the middle haven't seen a whole lot, and then you throw in what you just talked about, a week one scenario?
Yeah, we've been, it's more about us. I feel like it's more about, what we're doing, how we play. So those guys have been doing well in practice. And we have confidence. We wouldn't put them out there if we didn't have confidence in them. So I think those guys are going to be fine, just how they are.
How do you think Blake's going
to do? I think he's going to be fine. Like I said, we have confidence in Blake. He's communicating well. He has control of the huddle and the defense, making the call. So he's going to be fine out there.
How about the other Blake Bortles? What did you see on tape when you look at him? He's a young guy that people don't know yet, but he had a lot of touchdown passes.
Yeah, he's pretty good. A lot of people don't know that about him. He's pretty good, though, because I guess a lot of people don't get to see Jacksonville as much on TV. But he's a good young player, so we know that, and we'll be ready for him.
He credits a discussion with Aaron in the offseason with really helping him out. You probably should talk to Aaron about that, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll search him out and see what they talked about. Yeah.
What's it going to be like having your pass rush partner Clay back as an outside linebacker this year?
I think it's going to be for him. He's been eager to get back on the outside where he can do what he does best. It's going to be good to have him out there applying that pressure from his normal spot on the right side. So I think we're all eager to see how he does. I know he's going to do well. He's excited about it, so we all are.
Can you plan what you're doing rushing the quarterback when you can count on consistent pressure from wherever he is? In other words, do you have an idea where the quarterback's going to have to go because of what he's doing on the other side, and how does that help you?
Well, we have a lot of guys that rush now. We've been interchangeable inside and outside, so we're all in different spots. But the chemistry that we have with each other does allow us to rush a little more freely and have an understanding where our mates are going to be.
What have you thought about Dayton and Nick? I mean, I guess first things first, they got to camp healthy, and that's always been the biggest step for them, is to just get through the whole thing physically.
Yeah, I think they've done well. They developed really well here, especially Dayton. Nick too. They've both been playing well this preseason. They showed up a lot in the games and in practice. So I'm looking forward to seeing those guys perform this weekend.
Julius, you talked before about how you're building a defense process throughout the season. Is there something you like to see in week one that tells you that the process is getting started?
Well, yeah, the first week we just want to see our style of play show up. Our pursuit, our cover, and our finish. That's what we've been preaching this whole offseason since we got back. So that's really what we want to see in the first game. We want our style of play to show up, set the tone for the season.
I know we've been in camp for months, but the wait from meaningful snaps in Arizona to now, what's the process like as you wait and wait and wait for this week to finally?
Just getting ready. Yeah, just getting ready. You don't want to overlook the preparation starting in March. You don't want to overlook the conditioning and the OTAs and all of that stuff. And then, you know, the most important part, training camp, getting ready to play. So, you know, you take each thing for what it is and you pay attention to it, and then you finally get here. You put your head down, and when you look up, week one is finally here. So here we go.